With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. Environmental groups announced yesterday that they're suing the Department of Interior over its bull trout recovery plan. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Alliance for the Wild Rockies and Friends of the Wild Swan say the bull trout recovery plan released by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on September 28th doesn't protect them to the extent required by the Endangered Species Act. Bull trout are listed as threatened. Alliance for the Wild Rockies Executive Director Michael Garrity says bull trout are at risk because of logging in their habitat areas, along with culverts and dams, climate change, and pollutants in the water.
And instead of dealing with those problems and threats, they're just throwing up their hands and saying, oh, they're going to go extinct. There's nothing we can do.
The Fish and Wildlife Service says its recovery plan takes into account the threats and physical and biological needs of bull trout. It says the ultimate goal is to ensure sufficient distribution and abundance of the fish so that protection under the Endangered Species Act is no longer necessary. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The man accused of killing a Cascade County Sheriff's deputy by hitting him with a car during a high-speed pursuit was found guilty today by a Yellowstone County jury. Jurors deliberated for about 4 hours today before finding Adam Sanchez Jr. guilty of deliberate homicide in the 2014 death of Deputy Joe Dunn. Defense attorney Tom Bartleson argued that there was no evidence his client hit Dunn for any reason other than to maneuver around vehicles. A 64-year-old Missoula woman who was the subject of a state missing and endangered person alert has been found safe. Susan Stevens, who has dementia, was last seen yesterday afternoon. Police say she was found walking around Missoula this morning. Police spokesman Travis Welsh says someone was looking out the window and spotted her. He says she appeared okay but was going to get a medical checkup to be sure. An open house on the process of cleaning up the shutdown Columbia Falls aluminum plant happened Thursday evening. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Columbia Falls Aluminum Company, or CFAC, permanently closed this spring after the plant hadn't fully operated since 2009. CFAC is in talks with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency about how to begin cleanup. One of the biggest questions is whether to give the site Superfund designation. That's something that CFAC doesn't want, says company spokesperson Haley Beaudry. He says that's because of the history of Superfund sites in Montana.
Not one single site has ever come off of that list. They've always been a Superfund site.
Haley says for the community that lost a major employer when the plant shut down, a Superfund site would make Columbia Falls an unattractive place for future businesses because of the stigma associated with the listing. The issue is split in the Columbia Falls community, with supporters on each side. Governor Steve Bullock and U.S. Senator John Tester are among those supporting the Superfund site listing. Representative Ryan Zinke has spoken of his opposition. The open house with information about the cleanup of CFAC will be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Thursday in the Columbia Falls High School cafeteria. There are no presentations planned, but booths will be set up for visitor information on all sides of the issue. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The medical director of the state's Chemical Dependency Treatment Center is on paid administrative leave and faces indefinite suspension of his medical license over concerns that he may have been using some type of intoxicant. The Montana Standard reports that Dr. Mark Catalanello refused to undergo toxicology screening, violating a previous agreement. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke has joined a big push in the White House to repeal America's ban on exporting crude oil. Today, the White House said it would veto the bill Zinke is backing. The congressman said it would create jobs in Montana and boost national security. Zinke says he only sees opposition to ending the oil export ban from one quarter.
You always have what I would call the radical environmentalists that just don't like anything with fossil fuel.
A report from the Government Accountability Office this summer says there's evidence that the export ban would be good for the domestic oil industry and might lower prices for gasoline. A woman who is living under an assumed name in Ravalli has been arrested on a fugitive warrant from Oklahoma. The Ravalli Republic reports that 45-year-old Terry Gordonier lived and worked in Ravalli County under the assumed name Lisa Denise Tracy for 3 years. She was recently charged with embezzling $20,000 from her former employer, Barnes Chiropractic. In a separate Oklahoma case, Gordonier faces felony charges, including grand larceny and methamphetamine possession. Montana State University was awarded several research grants today, including one to help research threats to Montana's bee colonies. Michelle Flanagan is an assistant professor of plant sciences and pathology at MSU. She recently received a $50,000 grant through the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
My lab will obtain samples throughout the course of the year from Montana's commercial beekeeping operations, and we'll identify the pathogens that are associated with those colonies, and then we'll analyze the data statistically to see if any of those pathogens correlate with colony health.
Montana State got two-thirds of the nearly $1.2 million in grants. They were awarded to support specialty crops in Montana like apples, lentils, chickpeas, and more. The project's chosen focus specifically on Montana's growing pulse crops industry. Other recipients include the Western Montana Growers Cooperative, Lake County Community Development Corporation, and the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office launched an investigation into reports of pets being struck by blow dart around Lolo. The Missoulian reports that Missoula Animal Control, as of yesterday, had collected over 15 four-inch-long steel-tipped darts from the necks and faces of cats and dogs. Jeff Dara, supervisor at Animal Control, says his office posted on Facebook warning people about the attacks. Since the post, they have received several other reports of animal owners who also found darts in the pets. All of the reported animals shot with the blow darts are in good condition so far. However, some people still have missing cats. According to NBC Montana, people have been donating money to help catch the shooter. The reward is currently up to $1,100. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Tressler. Thanks for listening.